Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all you across Rubes out there. You're listening to Lax Still Live on the Lax Worm Radio Experience. I'm your host, Dan Power. Got an exciting MCLA show tonight, possibly the best show of the season so far, considering the shakeup and the exciting games that have went on in the MCLA this past weekend. Absolutely amazing. If you found yourself in Central Illinois for the MCLA Division II, battles between St. John, St. Thomas, North Dakota State, Grand Valley State, and Dayton, that was the right place to be. Let me tell you what, fantastic games over there in Illinois, shaking up the polls. We'll get to those as the show goes on. If you happen to be in that area or saw any of those games or watched any of the games live, please do call in. We'd love to hear from you. The guest call-in number is 347-826-9095. Once again, that guest call-in number is 347-826-9095. We're about halfway through the MCLA regular season, and it has been a dandy so far. So much parity in both the Division One and two Division Two MCLA just this year. No clear-cut team has positioned themselves as the front runner for the national championship. One of a handful of teams in both divisions. Your guess is as good as mine. As soon as you think you've got a handle on it, they get knocked off the mountain. Somebody else steps up in their place week to week, ever-changing. So once that national tournament gets here, it is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Can't wait. National tournament is going to be great. It's going to actually be in Orange, California again. May 11th through the 6th, moved out to the West Coast last year and was tremendously received out there. Great support. Great video coverage and play-by-play coverage of the games out there. And we're excited to have it out there again, both Division I and Division II NCAA national tournaments this year are going to be in Orange, California, and you can catch that May 11th through the 16th. Without any further ado, we better get to the whole shakeup in week 6. And like I said earlier, what a doozy. We'll get to some Division I coverage here first, or not to talk about what happened this week in MCLA Division I. Gotta start off with Grand Canyon getting a big 21 volts in this week's polls, coming off a big 18-15 win over defending national champs Colorado. It doesn't get any easier for Grand Canyon as they're going to go head-to-head with the Sun Devils on Saturday night. That is going to be a very, very exciting game. Phoenix at 2 p.m. on April 4th, and it's going to be very, very exciting. Two top five teams going at it for top of the poll supremacy for that number one ranking. Arizona checking in just at number 3, sitting in between them and Grand Canyon is the Cougars of BYU. Speaking of BYU, they had a nice 24-1 win over Washington State, going up to Logan, taking on the Utes as we speak. anybody's got a score on that, we'd love to hear that. Chapman bumps up a spot to number four. The big road over Loyola Marymount, 23-1. Arizona Wildcats coming off a tough loss at BYU. Despite that loss, to bump up two spots from number seven to number five. Had a nice win over Texas, 11-1. A squeaker with Liberty, 10-9. And that great battle with the University of Minnesota, another 10-9 for the Wildcats. But watch out for those Gophers. Could be a dark horse. We'll get to their exciting game coming up here in a little bit. Many national champs, Colorado Buffaloes, fall all the way down to the sixth spot, dropping three spots even with the win at Davenport, 14-10. Have a tough test coming up against Westminster coming up next weekend. Oregon State Beavers popping into the top 10, moving up four spots. A nice 10-5 win over Cal Poly. Cal Poly checking in right below the Beavers at number 8. And dropping two spots with a 9-5 win over Simon Fraser. The Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech squeaking in the top 10 at number 9, Virginia Tech. Rounding out the top 10, coming off a 10-1 victory at George Washington. Fort Collins dropping three spots. The Rams of Colorado State coming off a tough 8-7 loss at Davenport. And the Rams, you know, have some cause for some worry. They dropped three spots. They're 7-5 only on the season in the RMLC. And that's not a spot you want to be in with Westminster, Utah Valley, and Utah sitting right underneath you, but BYU and Colorado sitting at 1-0 in the division. Colorado State is 1-0 in the division. But those five non-conference losses are very tough, and it puts a stress on whether, you know, their chances on making the national tournament. You need those non-conference victories to get you into the national tournament if you don't win your conference's championship and they have an automatic qualifier. Looking at, they've got a non-conference loss to Arizona State, non-conference loss to Sonoma State, to Florida State, Grand Canyon. They do have the win over Chapman, which sits in right at, I think, the number 4 spot. Win over Michigan State, 9-8. So that's two very big wins for them. A nice win earlier in the season over Boston College. The wins are going to be very, very important for Alex Smith and his Rams coming up the rest of the season. Their schedule, you know, is getting into the nitty-gritty. They got BYU coming up this season, and I hate to say it, but that's almost a must-win for the Rams up in Pro Bowl. That game is going to be Thursday, 7 o'clock at Brigham Young. And they catch BYU, Westminster, and they end the regular season up in Hughes Stadium against the defending national champs, Colorado. Not going to want to miss that game if you're in the Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, anywhere close area. You're going to want to get up to Hughes Stadium in Fort Collins and catch that game, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, to see the battle between the Rams and the Buffaloes, the interstate rivalry that doesn't get much better than the Buffaloes and the Rams. So you get to check that out to see the regular season end. So hopefully Alex Smith and his boys get things figured out and get back in the win column and season in the right direction. Getting back to the polls, sliding in at number 12 by the Seminoles of Florida State. A nice 15-5 win over SUNY Buffalo, Boston College. Staying idle at 13, a 17-1 win over Stonehill. Surprise, San Diego State bumping up two spots to number 14 with an 11-7 win over UNLV running level, Sonoma State. Sliding down one, 15, favorite Liberty, 8-3 on the season, in that 16 of a big game against Michigan State going on right now. If anybody's got a score there, they're live. We appreciate that. Call in, if you're just tuning in, call in number is 347-826-9095. Michigan State bumping up 5 spots. Big jumper of the weekend. Sparty's only 3-5 on the season. Fight Liberty, like we just talked to, Dominican. And at 18, Minnesota Duluth playing in the game of the weekend with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They dropped that one to Goldie, 10-9 in triple overtime. Just an outstanding game on the campus of the University of Minnesota this last weekend. Outstanding. Got a chance to visit with Coach Rich Limpert of the Minnesota Golden Gophers about that game. Very, very pleased with the way his team was playing and responded to adversity and said it's a step in the right direction. Very humble, in my opinion. That's a huge win for the Golden Gopher program. They haven't beat Duluth in, I would say, 5-plus years, maybe more. Duluth really has had the dominance in the UMLC Division I for many, many years. Going back until the early 2000s, even when I played, is how far you have to go back to find University of Minnesota dominance in the conference. Dating myself a little bit, but it's been that long for the Golden Gophers. So very excited for the Gophers and for the Bulldogs to play in that great game. Those two teams are going to see each other again with the cream of the crop in the UMLC Division I, and no doubt that was a preview of the conference championship game again. So no doubt Minnesota Duluth is going to have some revenge on their mind. Duluth having a very good season, coming in only at 5-2. Their loss is only to Minnesota in triple overtime, and a 10-8 loss at BYU in Provo. Having otherwise an outstanding season, the Bulldogs are sliding in at number 20 spot. Northeastern rounding up 21, upstart Golden Gophers after their big win over the Minnesota Duluth in triple overtime, split up 2 spots to number 2, staying in the polls for the 3rd consecutive week. Bruins of UCLA coming at number 23, having a nice 7-2 start to their season. Davenport in at number 24 with the 4-5. Record, and the clan from Simon Fraser up north of the border rounds out the top 25 with a 9-5 loss at Cal Poly. Doesn't get any easier for the clan as they're going to bump into number 2 ranked BYU tomorrow night. That rounds out the top 25 in the Division I ranks. Get you some scores here over this last weekend in the Division I ranks. It was a very exciting weekend, especially in that D2 side. In Ames, Iowa, Minnesota State Mankato gets another win on the board. Much needed win for interim coach Connor King and his Mavericks. Get a nice 16-7 win over Iowa State. Nate Dopkins, high point man on the weekend. 7 goals for the Dop man. Good to see that. In Los Angeles, Chapman puts 23 up on Loyola Marymount. North Texas and Texas A&M going at it in College Station. The Aggies win that 15-5. In Santa Rosa, Texas, Texas State beats Louisiana State 9-6. Excuse me. In Dallas, Texas, staying here. Southern Methodist taking on the Illini and coming out with a nice win, 10-8. Pete Nelson's Indiana Hoosiers get a nice win over Alabama in Indianapolis, 15-5. Had a big night from a couple of Hoosiers. Alexander Eaton with 6 points, 1 goal, 5 assists in the game. And Brent Bellick, an attackman,
Jr. out of Carmel, Indiana, with 6 goals in the game to lead their way past the Crimson Tide. Nice win for the Hoosiers. Purdue gets on the win column with a 10-6 victory over Kentucky in Lexington. Baylor and Texas Tech go at it in Lubbock, Texas. Red Raiders come out with that victory, 9-4. UCLA keeps its winning ways against UNLV in the Thunderbird Sports Complex, 13-9. Oklahoma and TCU have a nice battle going on. The Sooners win that one handily. Not much defense in that game, 22-12. Minnesota State Mankato gets another nice win on the weekend in Ames over St. Cloud State Huskies, 13-4. Dopkins again is the man with 5 goals, 3 assists. Performance on the day. Nate really making the most of his senior season. Last hurrah for the Dop. Good to see those boys getting on the right track at Mankato. Go Mavs. Hawkeyes of Iowa. 7-win over Kansas State. Number 2 BYU rolls over Washington State 24-1 in Provo. San Diego State gets a big win on the carpet over Boise State 12-4. The Ducks continuing to have a rough season up there in Oregon. Just Ducks just can't get it figured out. Just a non-traditional season for the Ducks. Only they're within the top five this season. He's got 1 win for Justin Eckenrod and his Ducks. Definitely not flying high this year. I know they always have high standards for that team. They want to be in the top 10. They want to be competing for conference championships and national championships and just struggling a bit. But if I know Coach Eckenrude, he's going to get those boys on track, and they'll be back in the mix before we know it. Moving on here to the last slate of games. Colorado State gets that nice win over Sparty in Brighton, Michigan, 9-8. And to round out the weekend, the Florida Gators put the chop on Southern Florida, 14-7 in Tampa. The show wouldn't be complete if we didn't switch over to NCAA Division II and talk about the very exciting weekend in Illinois. St. Thomas, St. John's, Grand Valley State, Dayton, and North Dakota State all down there to make a whole big mess of the top 10 polls. Big winner in the weekend has got to be St. John's as they take out the then number one team Dayton and number two team Grand Valley State in back-to-back days, taking 2 out of 3 games out on the weekend, coming up just short versus Indiana Tech. That also makes St. John's a big jumper on the weekend with a 5-spot jump up to number 9, cracking the top 10 as the Johnnies start to right their ship, bringing their season total to 6-4 with a very tough non-conference schedule coming up. Had a nice win over St. Cloud State last night, cruising handily. I think it was 18-1. Final score up in Collegeville. So with the Johnnies taking up the number one and number two teams, that shakes up the top five for sure. Coming in at 4-0, perennial national champ St. Thomas getting 22 first place votes. Forward takes Dayton in the top spot. Tommy's undefeated on the season, wins over ranked Missouri Valley State, a 12-9 victory over then number 2 Grand Valley State, win over Grove City, and a win over Indiana Tech, 11-5. Season doesn't get any easier for the Tommies, though, as on Easter, they run into Florida Gulf Coast, followed by the game of the season at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul. Johnnies and Tommies meet for the annual rivalry. That game is going to be nasty. It's going to be tough. And it's probably going to end in dramatic fashion as it did last year in Collegeville. Overtime winner for the Johnnies. and I'd expect a shootout, nothing left, this time up in St. Paul. Tommy's taking over the number one spot. Concordia slipping up three spots to take over the number two spot. Concordia is 11-0 on the season, undefeated. Head coach Ryan Brent has really got their team rolling. Some big wins over Chapman, a Division I MCLA school. A nice win there, 9-8. Wins over Western Washington, Santa Cruz, Sierra Nevada, Montana State, Portland, Western Oregon, and San Diego, another Division I MCLA school. Both some very big wins so far this year and deservingly right of a top three spot for sure. Maybe even a tougher schedule than what the Tommies have done. So you could argue Concordia should be in that number one spot with a tougher strength of schedule so far. The Bison of North Dakota State top up three spots after a 7-6 loss to Grand Valley. Program only in year two of existence, Missouri Valley State in at number four, bumping up three spots. Previous number one, Dayton, the Flyers, bumping down four spots, tied for the biggest loser of the weekend, as they drop a couple on the weekend as they lose to both St. John's and the North Dakota State in close games, 8-6 to North Dakota, 8-4 to St. John's. Flyers have got some work to do to rebound on their season. Grand Valley State drops four to number six and is up one spot. And number seven, Grove City, after a loss to St. Thomas, drops four spots to number eight. Johnny's get back on track with the two big wins, and I think they're finding their confidence, talking with head coach Jerry Dean a little bit over the weekend, and it seems like they're finding their togetherness and starting to play as a team. Got to see a few games live and in person earlier this season. A little bit of individualism going on. They're a youngish team. A lot of players just getting to know the system and finding out what their roles are, and halfway through the season, they're starting to figure out the Johnny way and what it means to be a Johnny and how St. John's Lacrosse operates, and it's transitioning into wins. So good job by Coach Derek Dean and his coaching staff getting things figured out. I think right now, you know, in all honesty, St. John's is a very scary team, beating the number one and number two teams in the nation in a 24-hour period. Right now, I wouldn't want to be any team left on St. John's schedule. That includes University of St. Thomas, as we talked about earlier. Florida Gulf Coast coming in at number 10. They're going to bump into the Johnnies this next weekend. Reinhardt in at number 11. Kennesaw State 9-0 at number 12. Western Washington at 13. Very dangerous Elon, despite their 4-3 record. I still think could be a dark horse come into the national tournament. They've got a win over my Johnnies up in Minnesota. Number 15, Palm Beach Atlantic. Indiana Tech having a nice season despite being 3-3. That record may be a little not quite what the record seems, as Indiana Tech is proving to be a very, very good team, having a nice win over the Johnnies and over SCAD. Tough loss to the Tommies, but nonetheless, Indiana Tech Warriors can and will be a very dangerous team as this season goes on. Vienna Heights coming in at 18. Western Oregon coming in at 9, and the Utes of Utah State coming in at 20. Nevada at 21. SCAD at 22. St. Andrews rolling in at 23. And rolling up the top 25 are Briarcliff and Cal State San Morocco. Oh, don't even know what to tell you about the polls, except that it is very, very exciting, and every week it seems to be the number one team gets knocked off, and as of right now, St. Thomas sits on top. And I'm not sure that's a place where teams want to be. It seems to be a little bit of kiss of death for the top team sitting on top of the polls because they just don't stay there long. They get there and then they get knocked off that very next week. So we'll see what the Commies do. They've got some tough games coming up, Palm Beach Atlantic and the Johnnies within the next 7 days. We'll see how that shakes out. Get to some Division II scores from this last weekend. It's a very exciting weekend in Illinois. Got to start in South Barrington, Illinois, with the Johnnies and Grand Valley State going at a rematch of last year's Division II MCLA National Championship game. Johnnies get a little bit of revenge as they win the game 18-11. Brooks Armitage had a big game for the Johnnies, earning Player of the Week honors with a 2-goal, 3-assist performance for the Johnnies. And like I say, that could very well be the turning point for the Johnnies as they start to discover exactly who they are and how dangerous they can be. Montana and Great Falls going at it in Bozeman. Grizzlies win that one easily, 21-6 for the Grizzlies. Got Eric Larson attacking out of Salt Lake City, Utah, just a sophomore, 10-point night, 5 goals and 5 helpers for the youngster. Bright future there for Montana. Missouri State over St. Ambrose in Davenport, Iowa, 7-2. Utah State wins over Colorado Mines, 16-4. Michigan Dearborn and Lords go at it in Beverly Hills, Michigan. Lords takes that one, 19-13. Pacific Lutheran and Humboldt State do battle in Redding, California. Humboldt State wins that 20-5. Another big match in Illinois, North Dakota State and former number one Dayton. Bison win that one in upset fashion, 8-6. Just checking out, the Tommies get a nice win over Grove City, 12-7, bumping them up into the number one spot. And to round out the weekend, Metro State and former top 25 team, Northern Colorado, doing battle in Greeley, Colorado. Northern Colorado continues to struggle on the season as they lose to Metro State 17-6. Well, that is just about going to wrap up our show here for tonight, folks. It's been exciting. Lots of shakeups going on both Division One, Two sides. The season is over, half over now, just passing the halfway point, coming out of Week 6. Conference tournaments are right around the corner. Wins and losses are paramount as they play lots of importance right now. No favorites so far. You just can't predict who that top team is going to be. And like we said earlier, it's scary to be the number one team in the nation right now because they reach it and they don't stay there very long. Nobody stayed there very long all season. So we'll see what happens as this season moves forward. Another great Easter weekend of lacrosse coming up. We'll be excited to get you all the updates and scores as they come in next Thursday. I want to thank everybody for listening in to another Laxville Live show. On behalf of myself and the Laxroom Radio Experience, you've been listening to Laxville Live. I've been your host, Dan Power, and tune in to us for another exciting show next Thursday. Thanks again, folks.